documentary for you guys here. It's called The Seven Commandments of Fake News.
So, rule number one, look for cracks in the target society, social divisions you can exploit and wedge open.
They look for economic, social, demographic, linguistic, regional, ethnic, any sort of division.
And how can we actually emphasise those divisions and actually make people lose trust in one another?
So it's like being a doctor. You have to understand a patient. Oh, he's got a bad knee, he's got a sore hip, he's got a disease that causes weakness here. But instead of trying to make it better, you try to make everything worse.
Rule two, create a big, bold lie, something so outrageous no one could possibly believe it was made up.
Also so egregious that if they could get people to believe it, it would be totally damning.
Rule number three, wrap that lie around a kernel of truth.
Propaganda is most effective when there's a little bit of truth in it.
The most successful operations of that kind contain some truthful element so that the disinformation is eventually accepted as a whole.
Rule four, conceal your hands, making it seem like the story came from somewhere else.
Nobody was searching about the origin, how it started, who published the story first. This was, of course, a method then repeated again and again.
Rule number five, find yourself a useful idiot.
Useful idiots are essentially people they would identify who unwittingly will take the Kremlin's message and push it into the target audience, the foreign population they want to reach.
They were idiots in that they didn't see what was obvious, and they were very useful.
And what happens when those pesky truth seekers try and debunk your fake story? Well, rule six, as you covered.
Deny, deny, deny. Even if the truth is obvious, yet deny, deny, deny.
They will bluster their way out of things because they've realised that our attention span is quite short.
And finally, and this is a really important one, play the long game.
Russia's willing to play a long game and put large resources into things that may not bear fruit for many years to come.
The accumulation of these operations over a long period of time will result in a major political impact.
And if you think about it as a drip on a rock, today the drip doesn't have any impact. If that drip hits for a long period of time, years, there will be a hole in the rock. And they know that.
These seven simple rules were a powerful weapon for the KGB, and they applied them again and again and again.
Funny how this documentary itself is using the seven commandments of fake news here too. A kernel of truth wrapped around big lies. Yes, governments use these tactics to deceive people, but it's only the Russian government, guys. It's only them that would do something like this. These seven rules are playing out to this day, people. The next big lie could very well be Russians just cyber attacked the banking system. We have no records of, you know, people's money anymore. We're already seeing beta tests ran here. Multiple Danish banks disrupted by DDoS cyber attack. Hackers hit websites of Danish Central Bank, other banks as well. Who was behind these cyber attacks, you say? Well, of course, the evil Russians. Who else? 3 days after the cyber attack on the Danish banks. Now peep the ridiculous headline right here. January 14, 2023. Russian hacking group claims responsibility for cyber attacks on Danish websites. Cyber hacker group NoName057 claims it attacked Danish Central Bank, Finance Ministry, seven private lenders because Denmark supports Ukrainian neo-Nazis. Not just cyber attacks, people. Big bankers are getting together and having simulations of climate change affecting the financial institutions, if you can believe that. Sorry, sir, your bank account says zero here. Something must have deleted all our records of your savings account. But you know how the climate works, always changing, and somehow cyber attacking our financial records. But lucky for you, we have a solution. It was always in the plan, peeps. This was well done here.
If your government decided to freeze your bank accounts today, do you think they might have some power over you tomorrow? Did you know this has already been tested successfully in a first world country this year? What if I told you there were people planning to take complete control of your money and therefore control of your life, your choices, and your future? Some might call you a conspiracy theorist for even thinking it, except it is happening in plain sight. It's just being positioned as something that's good for you. And what if I told you the dominant countries of the world are leading you to believe they are in conflict when they're actually working together for the sake of a one world monetary system? It's called misdirection. And until you see what's hiding in the hands behind their backs, you will have no choice but to follow along with their agenda. You will own nothing and be happy. And apparently, this refers to your money now. It's not my saying. It's officially published text within the World Economic Forum, a highly inclusive club of billionaires, global policymakers, and heads of central banks, all of which who met in Davos this year to further this reset agenda. This is something I forecasted to our clients a full 10 years before it became public knowledge. Your only way out of this is to be three steps ahead, is to play them at their own game and think for yourself and know the central bank's plans before they execute them. This video will show you their plans, one of which is the CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, programmable money that's in full control of those behind the program itself and those that got us into this mess. From automatic taxation to when and where you're allowed to make purchases to the next level of control at the push of a button. Buckle up and get ready, because we're already on this ride.
Well said there. I'm not sure who that was, but that was very well done.